Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Silenced Witness by K.D. Richards. Performed by Carmen Jewel Jones. Chapter 1. Alexis Douglas awoke with a start and listened. She'd heard something, or thought she had, but all was still in her darkened bedroom, and there was no sound in the house. She closed her eyes and settled deeper into her soft mattress. She was on the cusp of falling asleep when she heard the sound again. Her eyes flew open. A thin beam of light snaked through the blinds on her bedroom window. Her neighbor's security lights. Maybe Ronnie was out on his back porch. He liked to have a cigarette from time to time, and his wife wouldn't allow him to smoke inside their home. Alexis focused, listening again for the sound that had awakened her. She heard nothing, but she couldn't shake the feeling that something was off. A minute ticked by, then another, with each moment increasing the apprehension twisting her stomach into knots. Creak. She knew that sound. It was a loose floorboard, one of many in her 60-year-old house she'd bought a year ago with the intention of fixing it up. She'd been too busy with her business as a personal chef to do any renovations other than to the kitchen, which had become her favorite spot in the house. Alexis bolted out of bed, crouching down in the narrow space between the wall and the bed frame. Her eyes darted over the darkened room for a weapon or a way out. The bedroom was on the second floor, so jumping from the window was a last resort. Unfortunately for her, she liked to keep her space clean and the clutter minimal. No random cutlery sitting around from a midnight snack. Her clothes were hung by color and season in her closet or folded neatly in the dresser. The only thing on her nightstand was the hardback she was slowly making her way through. She'd even left her cell phone downstairs to charge rather than plugging it in next to the bed, which was supposed to be the healthier choice, according to an article she'd read earlier that week. Now, she was looking at facing an intruder with nothing but the latest Naomi Hirahara thriller to defend herself with. But she couldn't just stay cowering next to the bed. She'd be cornered if the intruder came into the bedroom. Same with hiding in the closet. Another floorboard creaked down the hall. She grabbed the book from her bedside table, and as quickly and quietly as she could, hurried toward the bedroom door. Flattening her back against the sliver of space between the doorframe and the dresser, she listened for sounds of the intruder entering the room. Time felt as if it were moving in slow motion. Sweat beaded on her skin, making it sticky, even though she turned the thermostat down to 66 before she'd gone to bed. The faintest sound of rustling material came from the hall, followed by the soft fall of footsteps. Trembling, she held the book against her chest as the bedroom door slid open slowly. Her chest tightened, even as it seemed to her, as though every breath rumbled into her lungs with the force of a locomotive. The intruder, a man based on the build, in dark-colored pants and shirt, crept toward the bed. She wasn't a small woman, 5'7" with ample curves, and she worked out regularly. But she could see that the man had several inches and at least 30 pounds on her. And although it didn't look like he had a weapon on him, there was no way for her to be sure of that. Still, she had to do what she could to protect herself. She didn't move until the man's back was fully to her. Then, lifting the book high above her head, she raced forward with a battle cry she hoped would catch him off guard. He turned, his eyes wide in the eyelet cutouts of the ski mask he wore over his face. She slammed the book into his jaw with all her strength, then let it fall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?